Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Look, get involved. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going out there. So much that you can actually get involved with, which you should get involved with. You should have a clue. And you need to have conversation to understand. Dr. Gerard Lomero will join us after the first break. And I think if you guys, I love having him on the show. I love what he has to say. And I appreciate him so much. Let's go to the phone. Steve from Idaho joins me. Steve, thanks for calling. Appreciate it. You still there? All right. Maybe if I hit the right button, you'd be there. Steve,
that's
thanks
okay.
for calling.
I don't... That's fine, Joe. No problem. We all make mistakes. Thank you for taking my call, sir. I appreciate it. I don't know if you were briefed exactly on what my situation is, but I am law enforcement here in Idaho. I am a police officer, and I just wanted to call in about that, sir.
Well, listen, God bless you, and I mean that sincerely. I come from a family of Boston police officers, and I know what you guys go through, and I can't even imagine what you're putting up with these days,
yeah,
but I
can.
Want you to know this,
you can.
We
right.
support you.
That's right, because you can't. You're a civilian, so you can't, so you shouldn't try to. I appreciate you trying to, but what we do is absolutely something that cannot be quantified by a civilian. And the people that are coming after us and saying, oh, all police are bad, all police are bad. Well, does that mean that I am bad? Does that mean that I am bad? Am I not supposed to do my job, Joe? I'm just watching on the screen. You look like you're kind of smirking at me. Do you have some kind of problem?
No, and you need to relax. I just told you how much I supported you guys, okay?
I need to relax.
I'm a police officer.
I am a boy in blue. I don't relax. You relax.
Okay.
I don't relax. You relax.
This is not helping your cause. You're
I'm
talking to me. I'm here supporting you, and you're talking to me. And what I'm telling
people
you is
are
I...
are not supporting us, Joe. They're out here, and they're giving us this and that and saying all
I'm not out there giving
ADHD.
You that. I'm trying to help you. I'm not out there giving you this stuff.
Okay,
right?
Joe, I just called it to give a different idea to show people that us police officers are normal people. We are out here trying our best. Yeah,
yep.
That's right. You better agree. You better agree.
Okay. I don't believe that that guy was an Idaho cop. I don't believe for a second. I know so many police officers that wouldn't be yelling and screaming like that. I believe that that was a fake call. Okay? Because nobody, absolutely none of the police officers I know would go from zero to yelling like that. None. Now, usually if a police officer would call the show, it would probably be to tell me about a situation he was in or, you know, maybe a positive situation that they had. I don't know anybody else like that. If he's a police officer for real and somebody knows who he was, you need to call his sergeant and let him know that the guy can't control himself. And you old-timers that have been listening to the show forever, you know how much I respect and appreciate the police officers. So it's too bad That call didn't turn out to be what I thought it was going to be. I was hoping that he would give us some kind of positive information. He would want to know how we could. He would let us know how we could help them, how we could support them. And you know, frankly, I don't need a police officer to call me to tell me how to help and support them. All right, you know, you help them and support them. You see them in a store. You see them somewhere. Walk up and thank them. Tell them that you appreciate what they're doing. You can't imagine, like I said, and he didn't hear a word I said, you can't imagine what they're going through. You know, you can't. When somebody's walking up to you, you have... Oh, that's just perfect. No. You don't know. You have no idea what it's like. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the fact that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really, for all intents and purposes. All right. Let's back at it again. All right. So Gerard Lemur, like I said, is going to join us right after the break, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, it's funny. Somebody sent me this note, and I agree. I fully support, or I am fully supportive, of making Juneteenth a national holiday. America should never forget how Democrats owned slaves and Republicans freed them. Perfect. Really, really good. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. So all we keep hearing about, you know, it was funny the other day, we were listening on how bad the turnout was at Trump's rally. And I found it hard to believe. You know, I realize that the left did play some games in RSVPing for the event online, because they're great online. They do great stuff online. Right? I mean, seriously. So that they would make it seem like there were too many tickets sold and they didn't sell anymore or shut them down or whatever it is they're going to do. They don't sell them. I know. I realize that. They just give them to you. But when I saw the pictures, the aerial pictures of how many people were around that stadium, how many people were trying to get in, how many people lined up to get in, you know that the press, the media is petrified. You know what I'm saying? You know, for them to want to lie like that, to have to lie like that, right? They've got to be afraid. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time you're spending with us. We'll be back in a minute with Gerard Lemero. Thanks.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com. Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This ship, that ice cold, Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls.
We are back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, if you're listening online, we had a little bit of an outage. You should go back and grab it later on. I'll clean it up and fix it because you missed a yell fest to a degree with somebody who claimed they were a Idaho police officer, and it was bad. And it was bad. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. All right. You know, I love this guy. I love having him on the show, Dr. Gerard Lomero. And, you know, he joins us pretty much now almost every week, or at least every other week, to really get some insight on what's going on. Because you see what's happening. You see all these polls. You see all the negativity around the president. And, you know, I'm not the educated guy. I'm sitting here going, there's no way that this is sitting properly with the American people. And most people I talk to are for the president. And they're not sitting in my corner. I'm talking about when I'm at the store or somewhere else. Some of you know I still have it. You can get it on the website, therealside.com. I've got those masks that say Trump 2020, keeping America safe and great. And I was at Lowe's this weekend, and I had a young guy come up to me and say, I love your mask. I can't tell you how many people give me the thumbs up. The left can't understand that. Now listen, you got to go to greatnewsforamerica.com, greatnewsforamerica.com. Don't do it during the show. Wait a little bit and pick up Dr. Lomero's book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. You're seeing it happen right in front of you. Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You have a fantastic show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, but you hit this, you hit the nail on the head. When you saw what was happening last night, desecrating churches, BLM is now asking for all the white Jesus statues and the European Mary statues to be brought down. Seriously. We're out of control.
You know, I talk about it in Real World Socialism in a lot of details. And by the way, my prediction about a year and a half ago that this year the number one issue was going to be socialism is dead on right. It was and is the number one issue of the campaign. And the book came out just in time because I thought the American people needed to know more about socialism. And I want to talk about something in particular because it ties in with what you just said. And that is, socialism arose out of atheism. It was anti-Jewish, anti-Catholic, anti-Christian, anti-religion in general. It's a bunch of atheists. Karl Marx was an atheist. He was the grandson of a famous European rabbi, but he turned away from his Jewish heritage,
right, Judeo,
and he went straight to atheism. And you know what? It is a quasi-religion. That's why they're against the Catholic Church, the Christian Church in general, and they're against Jewish folks as well. And they take their information on faith. You cannot debate a socialist because it's a religion. They believe it even though there's no data to support it. They say socialism has never been tried. It's been tried all sorts of places, many, many times, probably about 100 times, believe it or not, at different levels in different countries. It could be at a very small level. It could be at a bigger level. It could be a countrywide level. It has failed in every case. It has been tried every which way, and it never works. It fails always. It's guaranteed to fail. It will fail in the U.S. if the American people were foolish enough to accept it and vote these people in, but they're not going to vote them in. This is going to be a big election year. It's going to be historic, and it's going to bring back Trump. The House is going to come back Republican and much more conservative. The Senate will pick up one seat for the Republican Party.
Will we lose Romney? I would love to lose Romney.
You got to wait until he runs. Yeah. He's not running this time around.
I want your prediction way out. I mean, can we get him to resign?
Well, that would be great news for America. You know, I could write a book about it. Great News for America.
There you go. Yeah, good. And people do, you know, write it down. Go to greatnewsforamerica.com and plenty of great books there you can pick up. And you really do need to because I got to tell you what, you need to be informed. Look at all these people, these ignorant people running around, pulling down statues, right, of abolitionists. Not only can't they spell the word, they don't know what that means. But it's got to be bad because they don't know what it means. It must be bad, right, doctor?
Well, I'll tell you what. Right now, the anarchy is being led by Antifa people and Black Lives Matter people. And these two groups, if you talk to different ones of their leaders, will come out and say, we're for getting rid of Trump. Our goal is to get rid of Trump.
Yep.
Some of them will be even more honest and say, our goal is to get rid of the United States. We do not like the way it was founded. We're against it, and we are against its existence. They want to eliminate the Constitutional Republic with our freedom. They hate the Constitution, and they're trying to get rid of it. It was formed. Antifa was formed to essentially destroy America. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create a revolution. They took a fault. You know, George Floyd apparently shouldn't have been killed. That seemed like a terrible thing to do, and nobody disagrees with that. But they took that, if you will, fault or imperfection in America and decided to ramp it up into the reason for their revolution, because they've been looking for a reason for a revolution. But you know what? No country is perfect, and the way socialism has gotten into many countries is they came up with one fault and pushed it and pushed it and pushed it and caused a revolution. And but then the socialism that follows doesn't work. They're pushing anarchy because in the history of civilization, any time a country devolved into total anarchy, what follows after that is a totalitarian dictatorship. That's what they want. They're hoping to run the dictatorship that follows. It'll be a socialist, communist-type dictatorship that they want, they seek, but they're not going to get it. They're going to lose big time.
Yeah, the American people, no matter how far some of them are left, this is way too far left. Even for my friends that have been Dems all their lives, they're sitting there telling me, I have no idea. You know,
they don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want socialism. They don't want a totalitarian dictator running the country. And you know what? They're smart enough to see what's happening. And, you know, it's really ironic. Let me tell you some numbers here. I love numbers. You know, that's how I come up with my models. You know, John McCain got 4% of the black vote when he ran for president. Trump, when he ran, he got 8%. 8% of black votes was enough for him to be elected president. Hillary, instead of getting 100% of blacks, or even 95%, she only got 89%. They stayed home and didn't vote for her, and that's one of the reasons she lost.
Wow.
Now, let me tell you something. Right now, Trump has got 42% of the black vote. He's going to win in a landslide.
Wow. All right. Hold on. We're going to talk about more of that on this side of the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go anywhere. A lot more coming up. You don't want to miss it. I'm telling you. You miss good stuff.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns. Dr. Anthony Fauci told a House committee that President Trump didn't tell him or other key members of the coronavirus task force to slow down on testing. And that's a fact.
In fact, we will be doing more testing, as you've heard from Admiral Girard,
not only testing to specifically identify people in the identify, isolate, and contact trace, but also much more surveillance.
Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was responding to concerns from a congressman after President Trump said during his rally in Tulsa over the weekend that he told his people to slow the testing down. Trump aides say he was joking. On Wall Street Tuesday, the Dow finished up 131 points, the Nasdaq gained 75, and the S&P 500 ended up nearly 13.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me just bring him on because I do have a good time when he's on. We get so much information from him. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me, and he's, you know, an author and a commentator, and he's just pretty much, you find him on any station, anywhere, talking about what's going on today. And frankly, his book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy, and it was sold to us by using false hopes and deceit. That doesn't sound like any party in particular, right? Anyhow, Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
I'm always happy to talk with you. It's a great pleasure.
Thank you. And you know, you look around at what's going on today. You look at the stories where the most amount of damage being done, where the most amount of hate is being displayed, is in Democrat-run cities. So,
of course.
Yeah, so when you look at this, at some point in time, I was watching the people in Seattle screaming about the fact that they don't understand what's going on. These are business owners, older people who obviously were out in front of their homes or businesses. Why won't the government do something? Why isn't anybody helping us down here? I think that's the sentiment that's going to help what you said earlier, which is push Trump not only over the top, but give him back the House and the Senate.
Oh, absolutely. What's happening is people are getting angry, but they're not, the people who are angry are not going out in the streets and tearing down statues. They are fuming inside while they're watching Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity on Fox or listening to you on the radio. They're burning up inside, and people who never voted before are planning to go out and vote. I think this is going to be a historic turnout, and historic turnouts are usually very significant politically, and they usually influence the parties, and I think this will be the nail in the coffin of the Democratic Party. Remember, I've been predicting for years.
Yeah, you've been saying that for years.
I've been predicting the Democratic Party would be over, shut down, closed up, not changing their name.
Yep.
To something else, but just closed down for lack of interest, that nobody cares about them anymore. And that's what's happening.
But you said, don't discount it, though. You said that they would implode from inside, and that's exactly what's happening. I mean, they can't agree inside on what to do, what not to do, what to stand for, what not to stand for, right?
That's because they have no principles. They don't stand on principles that are American. They don't stand on free speech. They don't stand on having open debates and looking looking for solutions. They don't care about solutions. They care about power. It's obvious.
Yeah.
They try to get away with it for decades, saying, oh, you know, they had broken-hearted liberals. They're just trying to help everybody. Nobody buys that line anymore.
No.
They're not out to help people. They're out to get power. And they get it any way they can, with whatever dishonesty they can. And they've been trying for 4 years to get rid of Donald Trump. You remember they started out with the NBC, Billy Bob tape back in October 2016.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That Trump did something. And they thought that was going to finish Trump. And it didn't finish Trump. Then they thought he'd never win. He shouldn't even go through Election Day. He should resign before that because Hillary had the election. She was ahead by 18% according to ABC News.
I know.
Well, she didn't win. And you know what? They've been doing it ever since, including putting the FBI and the apparatus of the government while Barack Obama was still in office, went after Trump, trying to find some reason, some way to frame him, get Michael Flynn in trouble, supposedly, and that didn't work. They try to say he did something he shouldn't have done, so therefore Trump is at fault. They went through this Russian hoax fiasco, and the big investigation for $40 million and how many lawyers against him that attacked him for months and months didn't get anywhere. Then they did the hoax about Ukraine. The Russian hoax didn't work, so they went to the Ukrainian hoax. Like he did something terrible to ask about Joe Biden and that fraudulent thing that happened with his son, you know, his son getting all that money for doing nothing.
Yep.
And Joe Biden admitting openly on tape, on videotape, that he ordered the people in Ukraine to stop investigating his son, or else he would take away their money. Boy, if that is a quid pro quo, I don't know what is. And he said it on tape. He bragged about it. He's so stupid, he brags about what he does wrong. You know, most crooks are smart enough not to put it on tape.
Yeah, right.
At least some of them are. But at any rate, they've been doing this, you know, and then after that, they decided, you know, a lot of people in in Hollywood would say, you know, we could stand a recession. It'd be worth going through a recession to get rid of Trump. So what'd they do? They lock down the country and they won't open it up completely.
Yep.
They're trying to lock it down a second time. They don't want to open the schools in the fall, even though there's no evidence that kids spread the virus more than anybody else spreads it. And even though they never get it, the kids hardly ever get it.
Well, they're doing it. They're doing it here in California. They're trying to reopen the schools with some solid, hardcore policies in place that's going to be next to impossible to do. How are you going to keep high school and junior high school kids wearing masks all day long and staying 6 feet apart? And when you get down to the elementary school, it is not healthy for these kids to have masks on 6, 7, 8 hours a day, right?
No, absolutely not. And not only that, we know that the very few kids who do get the disease, 83% of them in one study, which I've documented on my website, one study found that they were compromised medically before they got sick.
Right.
But most kids get over it or don't get any symptoms at all. So why bother them keeping them home? That's ridiculous. Same thing with college age. You know, it's good to keep them away from college because they're a bunch of Marxist professors, but certainly the COVID virus is not a problem for college-age kids. They can withstand it. I mean, to me, it's like the swine flu, the Ebola, all the other flus that came across. We got through them. We didn't have to shut the country down. And I think the reason they're trying to keep it shut down or shut it down further is simply to have a bad economy in November, hopefully to beat Donald Trump.
You don't think that'll be effective?
Guess what?
I mean,
it's going to fail.
Because they're going to see who's actually doing it. And I think the second time around, if he gets the support he needs, I think he'll be less. I don't want to use the word cautious, but resistant. I think he'll just plow forward and get some of these things done because he's got nothing to lose, right? He doesn't have to run again. And look what they've done with him in 4 years. They've slowed him down. Even slowing him down to a crawl, he's got a lot done. But they've slowed him down to a crawl with everything they did. I was listening to an interview today. You get a kick out of this. And he was talking about, you know, the 200 and some odd miles of wall that he's done. And they were making fun of him and saying, well, he didn't do that. There were already walls there. And I said, would somebody please pull up a picture of the wall? Because there was no wall. There were little fences that had some barbed wire on them. There were some of those war type of barriers up that people were just walking around. So they have to belittle everything. They have to lie about everything. And it's going to come back to bite them big time, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, they're doing that all across the board. You know, they're saying that the Southern District of New York, that particular attorney, U.S. attorney, was fired, and he shouldn't have done that. Mm-hmm. And they didn't give reasons why, that he had legitimate reasons for firing the guy.
Yep.
And everything he does, they criticize him. Everything they do, they try to take him.
You realize that attorney, if you look at it, the only thing that attorney was doing was looking into Trump's associates to try to find something on them to tie to Trump. That's not his job.
Well, beyond that, he was asked to essentially criticize de Blasio for allowing the anarchy to take place in New York City. He refused to criticize de Blasio. And as such, he was refusing to enforce the federal laws against looting and rioting, which is actually federal crimes.
Right.
And that's what he should have been in the business of doing instead of the stuff he was doing. He should have been fired. I'm glad he did.
Well, Barr wanted him gone. Yeah.
Yeah. The only mistake Trump ever made was not to fire every Obama appointee that was still in office when he got there. Because a lot of them were working against him for 3 or 4 years now.
I mean, this is where I say to you, when he went in there, and I won't say that he didn't have a clue, because he had a clue. But I really don't think that he really knew how deep this was. You know
what
I'm saying?
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew that they would pull out all the stops to make him a failure. They basically attempted a coup d'etat, a peaceful coup, but nevertheless a coup, which he overcame and they lost.
Right.
And then they tried to do the impeachment and they didn't succeed with that either. Now they're trying the anarchy in the streets.
So you got to be frustrated to no end because nothing works. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Dr. Romero will still be with us when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I didn't really mean it. I'm very much appreciative of the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, which we should all be. We should all definitely be part of the solution. It's the right thing to do. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, let me just get back at it because I appreciate his time. He's got so much to say and so much great information for us, all right? So if you want to learn more about him after the show, greatnewsforamerica.com, Great News for America. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. Pick up any one of his many books and read his articles there on the site. And Dr. Lomero, thanks for joining me. Appreciate your time very much.
Oh, I'm happy to be with you, as always.
All right, so, you know, I don't know, what do you call it, the enthusiasm factor, whatever it was, in 2018, we lost the House, to be partially, I think, because the Dems were so ginned up that they came out just to make sure or try to get Trump out or try to make sure he had no power. This time around, we may see the opposite. We may see a lot of people who aren't necessarily Republicans come out to try to make sure that not only Trump stays in, but he gets control of the House. You agree with that?
Right. Well, yes. Well, the The variable you're trying to talk about is voter intensity.
That's it. That's the word.
Intensity this year is intense. It's the reason why he really won in 2016. It's the reason why the House is going to flip. People are angry. They're upset. They don't like to see their neighborhoods without police. People even in Seattle, folks that are normally very liberal city, are upset. They're afraid to go out. They have businesses that are ransacked, and they call the police. Nobody shows up. And, in fact, we had a billion-dollar company today. The CEO announced that he's moving his company from Seattle to Phoenix because they'll have a better lifestyle and be safer. Well, you know what? That's happening in Minnesota. It's happening around the country. People are moving out of New York City. They're moving out of Minneapolis. They're moving out of a lot of places. Why? Because they're not safe.
Wow.
Safety is one of the basic things. It's in the core, the DNA of the American voter.
Yep.
Remember the four things that I said in Great News for America. Number one, American people want freedom. Number two, they want morality in government. Not getting that from the Democrats. Number three, they want peace. Peace at home and peace abroad. They don't want to be at war. And they don't want to be at war in their homes, in their hometown, in their home cities, and their neighborhoods. They want to be at peace. And then the fourth thing is prosperity. And the Democrats have done a great job of ruining our prosperity by unnecessarily closing down America. Things like the Michigan governor who said that tomato seeds would hurt the COVID virus pandemic. I mean, that was really bright. You know, and you could... You know, what was it? You're allowed to row a canoe, but you couldn't go in a sailboat or something. Other ridiculous rules they had back in Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's going to be a one-term governor. I don't think she will ever be reelected. And I'll also tell you that I believe this year four blue state governors will lose their reelection bids, and three big city mayors who are on the ballot are going to lose their races too, because the American people are fed up with not having law and order in the cities. And they could have shut it down. Maybe the people would forget about it, but they keep doing it over and over. I mean, we had all those deaths in New York over the weekend, the ones in Chicago. We had over 100 shootings, 14 killed, and three of the 14 were children, were shot. That's anarchy.
But Dr. Lomero, that's never changed. That's been going on there for decades. You know, I was looking up some numbers the other day because they said it was the, what was that weekend? It was 104 people shot or 104 shootings, and they said, you know, it was the highest number. And I'm thinking, okay, well, what's the second highest number? But as I look through the years, even the last 10 years, that occurs about once a year where they had that kind of craziness. And the Democrats still run the city.
But there's a big difference. They didn't have Donald Trump to vote for. They now have somebody who's on their side. They believe that the Democrats were their only option in the past. Now they think there's a whole new outlook. There's a whole new way to govern. It's called Donald Trump. This is the president they think, you know, stands for them, believes in them, and will fight for them. And that's worth, and as he said, you know, give me a chance. Why not give me a chance? What do you got to lose? And they're saying, what do we got to lose? That's why 42% of black Americans may turn out to actually vote for Trump. If he wins that kind of thing, it's going to be a landslide victory. It's going to be a cakewalk for him.
So let me ask you, is there any VP pick that Joe Biden can make that would flip that election?
None. Zero. There's nobody.
Michelle Obama.
No. No, because people don't vote for the vice president unless they think that he's on his deathbed and he's going to die before he gets to office. But I think if he gets that sick during the campaign, he'll have to resign and they'll have to appoint someone else. But I don't think he could win based on the vice presidential choice. He sinks or swim on his own record.
Yeah, well,
and in his case, he'll sink.
I'm surprised to see some well-known people that are now saying, you know, Joe needs to explain, you know, his past viewpoints on some of these things. They've got video surfacing of him
pretty much putting down the black community, you know, having some choice ideas about them and the young people. He's got to explain what that's all about. So,
sure.
You know, we'll see what happens with that.
He'll do the best he can not to talk.
Yeah.
And the media will do the best they can to ignore every fault he has. And will just concentrate on criticizing Trump. However, the American voter has tuned out the mainstream media. They're truly not the mainstream media any longer.
No.
They think they are.
Yeah. No, they do. They think they're so self-important. Where do you see, when you're doing your models or what have you, where do you think people are getting the majority of their information from? Are people starting to think, I know this is like far-fetched, but are people actually starting to think on their own, actually starting to pull information together on their own?
Yes, absolutely. The answer is probably the biggest source is talk radio. You know, his friend, Rush Limbaugh, had 27 million listeners up until fairly recently. He's now up to 44 million listeners a week.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Oh.
I mean, that dwarfs any news station.
Right.
You know, I mean, somebody like Tucker Carlson on a good day might get 4 million viewers. Rush has 44 million.
Right.
That's incredible.
Yep. No, I hear you.
Talk radio, and they're getting a lot of news from the Internet. FoxNews.com gets a lot of visitors, as do many others.
Yeah, I look at this stuff and I find it interesting. Like Fox News, I think the majority of Fox News we have lost. When I listen to people on that station and the questions that they have and the things that they're questioning, you know, I'm the little guy without a team of 200, and I know the answers to some of the questions that these people don't seem to have the answer to. It's because they're looking for reasons to put the president down, to make it seem like he doesn't stand a chance, you know?
Well, that's wrong. They're wrong.
Well, I don't know what they expect. Look at, I know we can philosophize. There's nothing in our crystal ball that tells us, but I'm really, all this over a president that they feel doesn't talk right, doesn't have the demeanor of what they perceive to be a president should be. But he's getting things done.
If he had a perfect demeanor, they would say nasty things about him anyway. I'm serious.
Well, because he's not doing things. I still think it's because he's not doing things the way they think he ought to be doing things. So
that's anyhow, right. They don't like his policies.
No. Not in the least. All right. Look, I know that you've been on the air all day long, so go ahead and tell people where they can find your information, get your books, and that kind of thing.
Well, I have 6 books right now on Amazon.com. They can buy any of the 6 books in print or Kindle editions. I have a website that has, I think, over 200 web pages, which is a fairly healthy website. So there's a tremendous amount of reading material they can get on my website. And they can look at my weekly blog posts.
Yep. You got to go there. People, you got to go there. You got to go to his website. There's a lot of good read there. It's not over your head like some of these other places are. He makes it plain, simple English. And you've got to get the information. Because all I hear from you guys when you send me emails is, you know, are we screwed? Are things really that bad? Go to his website. Pick up some of his articles. Okay, read some of his writings. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me.
Oh, you bet. I enjoyed it. You have a great show. People
Thank
love
you.
It.
I appreciate that. Now go get some rest. Rest your voice.
Okay. Give my voice a little rest.
Yes, please.
Take care.
All right. Tobin Senior Host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up. We've got a whole hour of me with a smorgasbord of crazy news, crazy information that I want you around for, I want you to listen to, and I want you to reply to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.